Hogstuff Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
So, here we are, children. Here we are. Who came first, Hitler or Charlie Chaplin? And the way I tell them apart, a little trick, is Charlie Chaplin wasn't the one who tried to take over the world and disliked Jewish people and only liked blonde fellas who were 6 foot tall. He was the other one. Yours, Nugget? Today, I saw that Marks and Spencer's has launched a jam sandwich. I don't mean that they've just, thrown it and launched it into the air. They're selling a 75p jam sandwich. Who the fuck is going to go in to Marks and Spencer's and go, you know what I feel like? A jam sandwich. Because I can't just go and make one of those bastards at home. And what next? Peanut butter sandwiches? A bit of bread? A bit of butter on bread? Just bread. There you go. Slice of bread. 50p. Now, to me, that's just taking the piss out of the recession. Oh, look, you lot got no money. Here, have a jam sandwich. 75p. Would you like a £2 cup of tea to go with it? But on the Guardian website, I like some of the comments. So the dude goes, 75p for a jam butty? What the fuck? That's not recession, that's price gauging. Someone else says, about time too. Enough of that posh nosh. Chip butties at Pret-a-Manger would do nicely as well. And then this other person goes, are they stopped selling all the other stuff as well? Or just adding to the range you can now choose from? So people can now make up their own mind whether to spend 75p on a sandwich or £1.50 on 20. Someone 75p jam sandwich, I bet they put bloody mayonnaise on it. Someone goes on to KFC's. I can't understand the rationale behind KFC's proposed rapid expansion. Why would someone who can no longer afford to eat restaurant quality food suddenly decide that the only other option is feeding their family £10 worth of greasy shit out of a cardboard box? I can't always afford to spend £20 on a bottle of wine, but that doesn't mean I've resorted to drinking White Lightning tramp juice instead. Someone comments, does a jam sandwich at any price really need to be launched? Why can't they just sell it? I've been eating Spam and lard for 6 months now, so a jam sandwich would be quite a treat.
So if someone burps out the ridiculous two birds with one stone bullshit, three fish with one stick, shag two birds with one dick, stick that in your pipe, fuckpot.
Of course, after his many days of snuffling with the pig, he must have been bloody pissed off when some clever bastard came along snuffling truffles with a dog. He'd be like, what are you doing, you idiot? She's pigs. Everyone knows pigs snuffle truffles. Yeah, well, actually dogs do too, and they don't actually like the truffles as much, so they don't eat as many. Oh, for fucks, I've been here ages with this wrestling this bloody pig. And after that, I reckon he thought, right, well, I'm gonna... I wonder if anything, any other animals can snuffle for anything or find stuff. Of course, he had a long, unsuccessful spell with a cat, cannelied, and didn't snuffle for anything. He didn't do fuck all, in fact. Just went out at night and, pissed around a bit with his other cat mates. That was a bad week, that one. Tortoise, that complete failure. Chicken, no, he couldn't even catch a squirrel to put it on a lead, let alone for it to go and find anything. And then he soon gave up the idea of putting animals on leads and snuffling for anything. He died, sad, lonely man. Just but had lots of bacon sandwiches for his fat pig.
They kind of roughly bum him, give him a dry shafting, etc. Now, I never really... You find someone's gay, the last thing you do to punish them is give them a good bumming.
So, here we are, children. Here we are. It's pancake day. Ah, yes, my lovelies, it's pancake day. And what do we do on pancake day? We have the pancakes. I'm doing a funny voice for them. But I don't really understand this fuss about pancakes. They're so unsexy. You know, they look like bloody face cloths. Bloody, the kind of cloths you wipe kitchens with. And they taste of bugger all. Everyone goes, oh, it's pancake day, Shrove stage. Well, I haven't got a fucking clue. What are we in pancakes? Who knows? But that's what we must do. Everyone, get a pancake and stuff it in your bloody gobs. And pretend you're enjoying it. And if someone asks you why, because it's Pancake Day. Probably something to do with the war or Jesus. Perhaps Jesus was born again and he wore a pancake on his head or something. Something like that, is it? Must be the war. I reckon Hitler mocked some people and England went, well, bugger you, we've got pancakes. Rah! And they hoisted them on sticks, saying, look at our pancakes, you will never beat us, you funny little moustached man. Who came first, Hitler or Charlie Chaplin? It was obviously Charlie Chaplin. And the way I tell them apart, a little trick, is Charlie Chaplin wasn't the one who tried to take over the world and disliked Jewish people and only liked blonde fellas who were 6 foot tall. He was the other one. And he was quiet. He was the quiet one. That's how I know Chaplin and Hitler. So I tear them apart. Just a little helpful reminder. Hey, where were we? Oh, it was how much I love pancakes. Don't get me wrong, I don't dislike the pancakes. I just think they're a bit average. Why does everyone get so excited about them, eating a pancake? I mean, any other day of the week, and someone says, do you want a pancake? You go, no, they're really boring food. I don't want boring food. I want something sexy and fun. Thank you, like a chocolate bar or a piece of toast. Toast is more exciting than pancakes. If that says a lot. They hold a similar sphere of my brain. They don't hold it. I place them in there as baked potatoes. Now, I know this is controversial because there's a lot of baked potato lovers out there and they're loving the baked potato. They love it. Oh, give me a baked potato. I'm going to put it in my mouth. Lots of people who say that. But I just, when the actual food is so boring that you have to pile on loads of other things like beans and cheese and whatever, that's the potato, not the pancake. We need to put on, so, like with the pancake, you have to put on loads of sugar or syrup or bloody Nutella and lemon for some bloody reason. And loads of other stuff. And so that's all you can taste. You can hardly taste the bloody pancake. Same as those bloody baked potato little gits. And then what happens is you eat all the other stuff and then you're left with this boring bloody potato. You never get enough stuff around the potato and you're just left there. It's boring. You're like, oh, I'm just eating potato. It is crap. And that's why I don't like baked potatoes. Thanks for asking. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. Someone said, oh, it's pancake day. I thought about this. I was going to have some pancakes and I got the mix, but then I realised I had no milk or eggs or a pan to cook them in. So I didn't. So that is fucking crackerjack planning for you. Anyway, if you're like me, I never know when pancake day is, and then someone goes, oh, it's pancake day. They cook you pancakes, and you go, and then you eat them and go, pancakes. And so there's probably a lot of you who went, what's pancake day? What was that? Oh, I've missed it again, bugger. Actually, to all those people, pancakes were bloody brilliant. You missed out, you losers. Yeah, I love pancakes because you didn't have them. How about that? Ha! Yeah, right. You're like, what are you doing, you idiot? She's pigs. Everyone knows pigs, snuffle troubles. Yeah, right.
I'm definitely not obsessed with penises, just the peni, and that's my peni, the beni, the hosky, all-seeing hosky. I'm in my valley, the one-eyed man is not king, if you get my meaning. In my valley, the furry-faced woman is queen. I'm not sure why. Making you understand here. I am not on friendly terms with foreign-based, skin-headed, one-eyed fellows. Do you get my drift? You know? Not of the penis persuasion, you understand. I am, popular with the furry-faced gang. I'm not talking about bearded bloke, not them. That's not, no, whoa, step back. Just don't like the one-eyed fellows. And I'm not talking about pirates there either, I suppose it's hard, I don't know, see, penises have an eye. What do fannies have? See, they're blind, I suppose. They just move around through sort of sense of smell, I'd imagine. That's how they communicate and move around in nightclubs. Smell and tremendous hearing. That's because they can, the kind of noises echo in their furry cave, and that's how they know where they, how the distance of things. You'd probably, that's how they can catch things in their mouths. Anyway, so what I'm basically saying is, I don't like touching penises apart from my own. Don't try and get clever saying, ooh, does that mean you like blokes touching yours? No, I don't either. Only women and good-looking ones. All right? So that's right, that's sorted now. I do like penis graffiti. There's nothing more funnier than a well-placed piece of penis graffiti. Just if you see a little piece of paper on someone's desk, just draw a little penis. Obviously the standard penis, for you, if you're not aware, I'll guide you, don't worry. The standard penis is, obviously you have the trunk, is it, I've never heard it called, you have the trunk, and then below you have the two balls. After that, you draw at least probably three hairs on each ball, and then to finish it off, usually, but you don't have to do this, well actually you've got to do the little line for the kind of helmet, and then finish it off, you usually, not obligatory though, is the little shots of spunk coming out. Now that is the classic penis graffiti. So if you're around the office or at home and you see a little bit of paper, just draw that in the corner and wait for hilarity to ensue, because it does, it's guaranteed. And I tell you what, when they see that, it'll cheer them up. Because it's a jolly little thing to see. A little chirpy penis on the corner of your page, firing jets of spunk around. It is funny. That's comedy. You know, there are certain things that are funny, and that's one of them. So, you know, do that. Cheer someone's day up.
Can a lead. Unsuccessful spell with a cat. I didn't snuffle for anything. I didn't do fuck all, in fact. Just went out at night and, like, pissed around a bit with other cat mates. Chicken, squirrel. Can a lead. No, you couldn't even catch a squirrel to put it on a lead. And then he soon gave up the idea of putting animals on leads.
And the Joker who stole my penis, just give it back. Look, I won't be angry. No, piss off, you're just a small penis freak. Go on, get out.
Stuck in traffic for the last bloody 3/4 of an hour. And what really pisses me off is when you get in the queue and these little fuckers go around the right and they go right up to the front and they go, oh, I'm going left now, I'm going to push into the front because I'm a big cunt. And so you're stuck at the back, not going anywhere. You think, what the fuck's going on? There's all these bastards driving by. I'm trying to push it near the front. I've even put my TomTom on just to see how how far I've got to crawl. Who would have dreamed 300 yards would really take 20 minutes? I just can't wait for the day they get those bloody flying cars. Hurry up, will you? The Hosk has had enough of the traffic. No more of the traffic! Of course, you're only here. This is why I think those bloody traffic warnings are complete bollocks. Because you only hear about the big, nasty traffic jams when you're fucking in the middle of them! Never once I heard it and went, oh, I'll change my bloody route. Whee! It's always too late! And you're like, ah, fuck. All they're there to do, really, is to tell you why you're stuck in traffic. And the only thing that spurs you on, really, is the thought that there's just loads more traffic behind me and they'll be waiting a much longer. That's the small hope you have. Hopefully you won't wait as long as some of the people behind you and they get it really bad. People, I'm shocked! Stop what you're doing! Something's gone terribly wrong in the world! I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi! No, Tom! Not Tom! Not my Tom! He's a good guy! Come on! He's not a Nazi, for God's sake! Look at his face! Look at it! Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi! What? Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom! Just some headlines, news nuggy headlines. Brave Barefoot Jade weds her Jack. Why do you have to be brave to be barefoot? Apology of a Barrymore pool probe. Oh, that sounds horrible. Oh, some brilliant headlines. Dog rides bike. Had a video showing a Dalmatian riding a bicycle. It's become an internet hit. Atlantis not found after all. This one's freaking me out. Woman makes clothes out of hair. She's made her entire wardrobe out of her own hair. Oh, no. How horrible would that be? She grew her hair from the age of 16 until it was 14 inches long so she could weave it. Would you not feel a little bit let down? And you weaved it and he's like, ah, oh, that looks crap, shit. I mean, wouldn't it be different colours if it's 40 inches as well? She has 9 hairy items. A hat, a shawl, a skirt, a blouse, a raincoat, a purse, a handbag and a pair of gloves. She hopes to be in the record books to let other people know how useful hair is. Fuck off. All I can think of is just getting hair in your mouth and gagging. Pet dog was a wolf. Dickheads. Pig burns down house. Bloody pigs, you'll watch them. Now, next time I'm eating a bacon sandwich, I'll say, that's for the house, you little bastard. See, this is a headline, but not really. Blind mechanic can work in the dark. He doesn't know if it's dark or not, does he? For fuck's sake. I mean, what would be the point in having lights for a blind person? They can't see. Here's a beauty. Now, I love scientists. I love it when they just piss around studying any old bullshit. But today, they've set their minds on something useful. Something which is probably thought. A little thought of this thought has been in your minds over the years. And now, someone has looked into it for you. Scientists studies whoopee cushions. Yes, for the greater good of humanity, Professor Trevor Cox has studied some whoopee cushions in an acoustics experiment to find the world's funniest whoopee cushion. And what are you going to do with it when you actually track down the funniest? I mean, how do you know that one whoopee cushion is funnier than another? Because people have different favourite fart sounds, I reckon. Some like a good and some like a, and so you can't really say, I don't think you can say one is funnier than the other. I mean, each person could say that because, you know, your farts are funnier than other people's. I did a two-toner the other day. That was very funny. I love this. Professor Cox has had a long-running interest in whoopee cushions and until recently held the record for having the largest one in the world. When he's not designing concert hall, he likes to spend his time studying the funniest side to sound. Like with jokes, it's more funny when people don't expect the punchline, so the most unexpected noises will probably get the most votes. Well, that's a radical theory. It's not unexpected. I think it's more funny the more people around to hear it. That's what I would say is funnier, not most unexpected. Good try.
Now if you want to send something funny to Hosk's Half Hour, well, bloody do it then. HoskSHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
Right. Moral dilemma time. Okay, here's the scenario. You're... best man at your best mate's wedding, right? And it's all going well. You're waiting for the bride to come down the aisle, and you nip around the back of the church for a quick wee. And then whilst you're there, you find the groom's mum having sex with a friend of yours, younger brother, who's only 15. Do you shop the mum to the police? And if you do, do you wait until after the ceremony, or do you do it right now? The choices you've got are: A, shout "Oi!" to stop them. The little boy runs off, and then you say, "Right, you are an embarrassment. Your son's about to get married, and the bride is going to come down the aisle any moment, and you're out here having sex with 15-year-old boys." B, shout "Oi!" He runs off, and then you say, "Right, now it's my turn." And if you don't, I'll tell the cops on you, and you've fancied her for a little bit, kind of, anyway. Do you see? Run back in, shout, "Your mum's having sex with a 15-year-old. Just as the bride comes down the aisle. Or do you wait, do that, see them, come back in, take a photo on your phone, come back in, and then wait until the priest says, "Do you know any reason why these two people shouldn't get married?" And you shout, "Yeah, because his mum's shagging 15-year-old boys on the back of the church." Would they continue? It's a question, isn't it? Or the final option, would you watch for a little bit, disgusted, and then go back in and just pretend you never heard it and get very drunk at the night to try and erase the memory? Because think of the 15-year-old boy, eh? He's getting an education there. That philosophical dilemma was brought to you by us, Half Hour.
Oh, geloof eens eigenlijk, dat me... Dat...
Je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het... Is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms het lieve woordje?
Oh, ze bedoelen zo op het rustig. Nou, we hebben een clip of als ik zelf aan was op het rustig.
There's a shop here, and it's called The Recruitment Company. And it
does recruitment.
Now, they thought of a name. Now, I'm not sure whether it's genius or complete crap. What kind of brand is that, The Recruitment Company? But then if you typed into Yellow Pages or whatever, "I want a recruitment company," probably pop up first, the little bastard. The jury is out.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Have a little look at scientists and their kind of their studies on kind of pointless things. Studying the male topi antelope sex burden. Now this one I can sort of see, because it does, you know, I can relate to this. Like the little quotes they have on the side, it says, "It's not uncommon to see males collapsing with exhaustion as the demands of their females get too much for them." Well, you know, I hear you, antelope brothers. You know, I've had many a time through the, with the demands of the females, you know, queuing up at the old door. Oh, give me a rest. Goodness sake, you large-breasted birds. Go on, get back.
God.
The article starts off, "Choosy males and aggressive females." A role reversal has been found in the sexual behaviour of the antelope, the topi antelope. I mean, but what is the relevance in us knowing this? You know, what good is going to come of this research? Yeah, they've spent hours watching these antelopes shag, and what is the end purpose? They're not going to, what are they going to do? Nothing with it. Develop some kind of tactical book for... males in for nightclubs. So yeah, interesting. It says, Some males are so forcefully pursued by pushy females that they refuse the advances of previous partners. Well, that's true in human form. I mean, when you get a new girlfriend, you have to refuse the advances of previous partners. That's a rule, I think. Definitely a rule, in fact. So, you know, we are so similar to the antelopes, aren't we? But I also like, we're studying antelopes shagging for ages, and then find something and then think, oh, bugger, I've got to make up some kind of theory now to explain this. And they've come up with, published in the current biology, this helps males conserve their sperm for the possibility of mating with new females. See, they've just said that. I mean, how do they know the males are really thinking that? They don't. This is like, if you've had to do a survey for your schoolwork, and then you sort of have a theory, you read the theory, and then you make your study fit. I think this is kind of like that. They've got, look at this, they're shagging, pushy female. I know, I'll say this, and then all the rest of my study will all point to that same direction. I tell you what though, the females are fertile for one day only. So they observed that each female would mate on average with four males, some reach 12, and that each individual would mate 11 times. Whoo, bloody hell, that's stallions. Although one pair was observed on 36 occasions. That must be, I wonder what you think when you're there doing that job and like your mum rings up, well, what did you do today? I just watched these antelopes have sex. Yeah, really interesting actually, because one of them had sex 36 times. There I was, sitting in the field with my binoculars, little notepad. One, ooh, again, two, bloody hell, come on, 25, surely no more. Here they go again. Oh, it's getting paid for watching antelope shag. I'm not sure if I'd like it that much, I don't think. The next bit goes down and it's like, has a mini headline, unexpected behaviour. These findings are contrary to conventional sexual selection theory, which say males are competitive and females choosy. Well, that is conventional sexual theory indeed. These antelopes though, I think they're coming out of the box, they're a bit different. Dr. Jorgensen says, we may not have our eyes open to the fact that opposite sexual conflicts may occur more commonly than we think. Normally males are persistent and females resistant. That's quite a good little rhyme. But, I mean, I think he's sort of been going a bit over the top by saying we may not have our eyes open on the fact that this might not be the case in every single animal in the world. No shit, really? That is quite possibly amazing. It's thought of due sperm supply. Nice way of putting it. So, really, the fact that it doesn't happen to humans is just because our sperm is so bloody fertile. Just our sperm's just too efficient. It's the problem. And so our females don't have to shag around. Don't have to, but some of them do. I'll have to make a theory up about that, I think. It does sound a bit sad when you talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables. Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Kind of put your arm up to the air and...
Mrs. Wick says, let me make a suggestion. If you come in every week, I'll pick some books for you by an author. If you don't like the books I pick, I'll let you have the next book at half price. If you like thrillers, I'll start you off with some P.V. James. Kind Mrs. Wicks. I must say, I can't see where this is going. Mrs. Wicks.
I will leave now.
Mrs. Wicks gives John a list of books, and the first is the one she's recommended. John pays Mrs. Wicks, waves goodbye, skips and hops gaily down the road to meet Janet. When John arrives, Janet is waiting. Janet says, you've gone a long time. What have you been up to? John says, I'm looking at some windows, and I saw Mrs. Wicks, and she invited me in and made some suggestions. And she said over the next few weeks I should try something different, starting with Original Sin, and then the week after that, Devices and Desires. And if I enjoyed those, she said I could pop around and get out the lighthouse and cover her face at half the usual price. So quiet. Cynthia, see Janet, rub a meat and potato pie into John's hair. Poor John. I thought that was going to be all right. Right up to the last minute.
Oh, why you look so sad?
Because we've been listening to Woga, that's why we look sad.
vaginal enclave, furry fun hole, vaginal enclave, furry fun hole, vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, taking her back a bit, that's when you gotta boom, you disorientate them, spin them around 3 times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out.
Either you're born with a predisposition, or it's just an act of God. And so a clear message from our report is that by taking simple action and diet and physical activity, you can prevent possibly a third of cancers. Very important.
So today, some wizzo boffin released a report, yes, a report, saying that having a healthy lifestyle, eating good food, and doing some exercise will help prevent cancer. I mean, did you have to actually do a report to fucking work that out? Eating healthy, not being fat, doing exercise, of course it's gonna bloody be good for you, you fool! I mean, they must have read the report and went, yes, obvious. What the hell have you been doing for a whole year? That's it, is it? A year for that bloody report? I could have written that in 5 minutes! I wish someone would pay me to write a report about something obvious. I'll do a report on why do farts smell, and it'll be amazingly linked to the food you put in your mouth. Ta-da! That's a whole year I want to, and get a great big fat wage as well, thank you. Come on! So, here we are, children! Here we are! Who came first, Hitler or Charlie Chaplin? And the way I tell them apart, a little trick, is Charlie Chaplin wasn't the one who tried to take over the world and disliked Jewish people and only liked blonde fellas who were 6 foot tall. He was the other one. Genius or complete crap. Bloody pissed off. Clever bastard. He didn't do fuck all, in fact. Who the fuck, bastard? Oh. Fucking clue! Oh, where the fuck you hell? Bollocks now. I'm a big cunt! You little bastard. For fuck's sake. Really pisses me off. Fuckers. I'm a big cunt! Fuckers! Fuckers! I'm a big cunt! Fuck's going up, bastard! Genius! Or complete crap! Bloody pissed off! Clever bastard! Didn't do fuck all, in fact! Who the fuck? Bastard! Fucking clue! No, what a fucking hell! Bollocks! I'm a big cunt! Chill! Bastard. For fuck's sake. Really piss me off. Fuckers. Fuckers. I'm a big cunt. Fuckers. Fuckers. I'm a big cunt. Fuck's going on?
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Now if you want to send something funny into Hosk's Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HosksHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
Genius or complete crap.
I've been in ages with this wrestling this bloody pig.
So here we are, children. Here we are.
And England went, well, bugger you, we've got pancakes. Rah! And they hoisted them on sticks, saying, look at our pancakes, you will never beat us, you bunny little moustached man.
Now, next time I'm eating a bacon sandwich, I'll say that's for the house, you little bastard.
The jury is out.
Many days of snuffling with the pig. So, here we are, children. Here we are. Cannily eat. Unsuccessful spell with a cat. I didn't snuffle for anything. I didn't do fuck all, in fact. Just went out at night and, like, pissed around a bit with some of the cat mates. Chicken, squirrel. Cannily eat. No, he couldn't even catch a squirrel to put it on a lead. And then he soon gave up the idea of putting animals on leads. I came along snuffling troubles with a dog. Who the fuck's gonna go in to Marks and Spencer's and go, you know what I feel like? A jam sandwich. Right. Moral dilemma time. Brave Jade. Oh, what a fucking hell. Bollocks that. And then. Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.